And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. State lawmakers are working to bring back a Second Amendment sales tax holiday. In 2018, state lawmakers suspended the sales tax holiday because of a huge budget deficit. Monroe Senator Stuart Cathy's legislation would provide a three-day sales tax exemption on the purchase of guns, ammunition, and some hunting supplies. The legislation is nearing final passage. Also in Baton Rouge, there is talk of bringing constitutional carry to the state of Louisiana. The House has approved legislation that would allow non-felons 18 and older to conceal carry a firearm without a permit or training in a 70-29 vote. Oil City Republican Representative Danny McCormick says the Second Amendment gives law-abiding citizens the right to do so.
We must restore these rights to the law-abiding citizens of Louisiana. It is our duty to protect the constitutional rights of our citizens.
Referred to as constitutional carry, many believe under the Second Amendment, it gives law-abiding citizens the right to bear arms and should not require a concealed carry permit. Alexandria Representative Ed Larvadane voted against the bill. He believes the legislation makes it easier for people to act in endangered communities.
We're not going to make our community safe if we put more guns in our community. My city of Alexandria, every week there's a shooting and killing. I'm sick of it. New Orleans is shooting. Companies are not going to come to our state if everybody's killing each other.
Oakdale Representative DeWith Carter favored the bill. He says the issue is not with the guns.
I'm tired of us getting blamed for people getting... It's not a gun problem. It's an evil problem. Okay, this is my gun. I'll put my gun right here. What happens? Nothing. But if a bad person gets it, bad things are going to happen.
Well, if you've been binging Stranger Things, thanks to a friend of a friend's Netflix password, the day of reckoning has finally come. Brooke Thorington explains.
The password crackdown is on for... The password crackdown is on for Netflix users in the U.S. and Haggai Davis with General Informatics says either get ready to pay more and continue to share your account or tell your freeloading friends to get their own.
You're going to get a notification that says if you wish to continue this, your bill is going to go from $19 a month to an additional $8 per month per additional user.
So if you want to continue to hear this, either get your own account or if you're sharing your password, you'll be spending more
money.
I'm Brooke Thorington.